For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking about knowing the landscape, our next guest does know it, and he does a tremendous job from every sport that he's covered. He knows a great amount of recruiting because of the fact that he did high schools for a long time, but he's just been killing it at the South Florida Sun Sentinel, covering the University of Miami. We're glad to welcome in Adam Lichtenstein. Adam, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday, and I'll tell you what. Now, the last you and I talked, I said it was going to be a busy summer. Was that an understatement?
No, not at all. Thanks for having me on again. And, yeah, no, the Hurricanes are definitely keeping me busy. It seems like they're getting a new commitment every other day. I was covering a bit of Panther stuff with their playoff run, their Stanley Cup final run. And I was sitting at a Sam Reinhart, like, autograph signing after they won the Stanley Cup. And I see the bat signal go up on Twitter that Miami's getting a commitment while I'm sitting there waiting at this Dick's Sporting Goods in Sunrise. So it's like any time of day, any day of the week, they have new commitments coming in, and definitely keeping me busy.
Last 10 days, 3-4 stars, according to 24/7. Obviously, the big lineman, Seo Alafatali, I guess how you pronounce it, from Bishop Gorman, who will get a chance to see against St. Thomas Aquinas in that Broward Showcase. Gavin Nix, who's been a stud for a while. His dad back in the day played up in Apopka. And then a guy we'll have on in just a few minutes, Hilton Stubbs. They call him Drake. And this kid, I think, he may be the highest rated player in so far in the class. I know that Nix is well up there, but talk about what they got. I mean, they got people in every position. You know, they got linebackers, they got athletes, they got, tight ends, a couple of them. They got defensive secondary players, as we mentioned last week when we had Amari Wallace and Chris Ewald on. The two tight ends that they got going, the kid definitely, Brock Schott, from Indiana, who a lot of people regard as one of the best, and Luke Gilbert, who's coming from Ohio, Zeke Marceline, and Melendez from Kissimmee Osceola. This is really a really good class.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've only seen a couple of the guys play in person. I've watched Chris Ewald at Chaminade for a couple of years now, former Michigan commit. Very, very good cornerback. I like that they got him. I'm very high on Amari Wallace. I've seen what he can do a couple times at Miami Central. I think he's going to be a real solid safety for them. Like you said, S.J. Alafatuli, one of the top interior offensive linemen in the class. You know how Mario Cristobal is, and he wants to build from that offensive line. And it seemed like a lot of the offensive linemen they had in the class were I'm not an offensive line guru like Mario Cristobal or Alex Mirabal, but they're lower ranked guys with size, but maybe not that the stars or the rankings that you would expect. Guys who are lower ranked, but maybe are more projectable. Alafatuli is not that. He's one of the top players in the class. So at his position, so it's an impressive get. Like I said, there's too many to name. I mean, like you said, Zeke Marceline, really solid linebacker out of Miami Central. Herbert Scroggins, the defensive end. Yeah. I think he's listed at 6'3", 235. So nice size on him. I mean, Max Buchanan from up in the Orlando area. Like, it's been, and then you can't even forget, you know, you look at 2026 with Darion Coleman up in from the Orlando area, the quarterback. So you lock right. in your quarterback early. That's always a good thing too.
And who piggybacks on Luke Nickell, who another player that we'll get a chance to see. And you know, the one thing about Luke Nichols, he blew up even more in this offseason. You know, he played in a lot of 7-on-7s. People got a chance to watch him. I know as even we speak, there's a lot of other programs, including Georgia, schools that are trying to pry him away. But we had him on a few weeks ago. He's pretty much – and that's the one thing about this class. All these kids are 100% committed. They like the direction. You can't wait to see a Herbert Scroggins working with a Jason Taylor. Anything could happen. I think the probably, you know, if you look at underrated players in this draft only or in this recruiting class, only Adam, because of the fact that he was a three-star, I think Max Buchanan's going to be a beast. I think they move him inside. He's going to be a guard or a center. You know, I've watched him. The kid's absolutely, he's a dog when it comes to playing the game. Nice kid off the field, but he gets it. And this, hopefully, this will pave the way for maybe in 26 where they can land Ty Wise's son out of Pensacola, who is arguably the best center in the country now. So if Miami can get their 10-11 wins this year, I think that this program is definitely back. And we talked about the spring last time you were on. I mean, you had to be excited at what you see. Top portal quarterback, one of the top portal running backs, one of the top portal receivers that came in. This could be a promising year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was talking to I did a podcast earlier today for some guys I know up in Gainesville, and we were talking about about kind of Miami's outlook, and I think it's a really, really good team. Very few spots where I think they're lacking depth or lacking high end talent, like you kind of rattled off there. I mean, quarterback looks good, running back, you know, top transfer running back or one of them in Damian Martinez. The receivers group last year was really good, and you add a Sam Brown, and you add the freshman guys like JoJo Trader and Chance Robinson and Nye Carr, you know, a couple of South Florida guys who I know we've been watching for a long time who have been nothing but excellent in high school. And Trader and Nye Carr look great in the spring. Tight ends, like, solid, looks like a solid group. The offensive line, you know, is going to be good with three returning starters and a couple transfers and some younger guys getting a chance to get on the line. Defensive line, it's like a whole new defensive line with the amount of transfers they brought in, but almost all the guys I think they brought in on the defensive line were all starters at their previous school, so you know they've got talent. Linebacker, yeah. A lot of solid guys. And really only question marks are in the secondary because they lost almost their entire starting secondary in the draft or to the portal.
Yeah. Well, the one guy that I've been saying that's going to make the most impact, they're going to leave the University of Florida game and the nation will hear about Elijah Lofton. I think this kid is just a phenomenon. He's just, I mean, here's a kid, as you know, you watch in the spring, that he not only could play, and this is a kid that came to Miami and in the state championship game from Bishop Gorman, he threw one, ran one, caught one, and picked off a ball for one. So this is a guy that showed, especially with Miami's lack of depth in the spring at running back, he got a chance to do that in the game, in the spring game or the spring event that I saw him, he carried the ball 9 times for 100 yards. So, and I promised somebody because I knew of him before, because I know a couple of people out in Vegas and especially that coach at Gorman, and they told me when Brevin Jordan came to Miami, they told me there's going to be a kid that's going to be better than him in a couple of years, and this is the guy, and I can't wait to see him, as well. I can't thank you enough for stopping by. I know it's a busy time for you. Let everybody know how they can follow you, because if it's as hectic moving forward as it's been over the last couple of weeks, it's going to be crazy. So give everybody a chance to your website, also your social media.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, X, or whatever you want to call it. At AB Lichtenstein, and you can read everything I write at sunsentinel.com. I think we're always doing a promotion where it's like $1 or $3 for 6 months or a year. So if you subscribe now, that'll take you through football season, take you through the regular season, bowl season. And what if the Hurricanes live up to their billing this year, it could be a playoff run.
No doubt. Just before we let you go, as average as the Yankees have been playing over the last 3 weeks, they're still right there. I mean, great start that they got off for, but they got, you know, I saw last night, great pitching performance. They've done really well. They're a good team. They're strong all over the place. And
I got up to the stadium last week. I was up in New York for a wedding and went to a Yankees Reds game and they lost, but I got to see an Aaron Judge homer, so that was nice.
Yeah, well, they got some talent, man. They got some young kids that are, you know, being inserted in the lineup, and definitely they're pitching strong. And toughest division in baseball, you know. You look at the Boston Red Sox, who are bringing it in Baltimore, you know, Toronto at any time, Tampa at any time. Hey, listen, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you before the season starts.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Adam Lichtenstein from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. A really good guy and very, very knowledgeable. I know he's a big Yankee fan. I could have dug him a couple of days ago when they were really reeling, but they're coming back a little bit. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. You know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap it up for Monday. Hilton Stubbs, they call him Drake. Probably the highest-rated recruit for 2025 that the Hurricanes have from Jacksonville Mandarin is next.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.